You're listening to Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Terry Bell. Good morning. Our series of special reports on Wisconsin musicians continues now. If the Dirty Dozen Brass Band went out and got a tattoo and maybe a couple of piercings, they might end up sounding like Madison's Youngblood Brass Band.
Y-B-L-O-O-G, we are young.
They started out as friends at Oregon High School playing their band instruments in their spare time several years ago. Drummer and vocalist David Henze Scogan is one of Youngblood's founding members.
We just kind of wanted a way to have fun. I mean, like, when we decided not to be a ska band or a band with guitars or whatever, because we all just played these instruments, it didn't seem really unorthodox to us at the time to be a brass band.
Members of the band moved on to Madison, where the group evolved and eventually became the 9-member ensemble it is today. Youngblood says it never intended to set brass band music on its ear. Trumpet player Charlie Wagner says it just happened.
We didn't want to rip off a bunch of stuff that already existed as far as New Orleans music, because we already were worried at the point about, you know, we have a sousaphone on stage and a bunch of trombones, and it's like kind of looks like a circus act, but we never wanted to be that. And I think one way of us avoiding that was by doing what we wanted to do.
It's not conversational music.
It's not Benny Goodman.
It's not Benny Goodman. Although we've had people some of our older citizens, you know, come to shows, and they love the fact that we're playing horn instruments or even big band instruments and just kind of interpreting it the way a generation of kids our age would interpret it.
With a sousaphone player that can mimic a club DJ scratching vinyl records, and rapper Talib Kweli.
My people rise, we immune to the evil eye. We're in the times when mosquito bites make people die.
Youngblood steadily gained an avant-garde reputation with Madison audiences, although trombone player Joe Goltz says it didn't happen overnight.
Oh yeah, there's a couple jokes during soundcheck, like, you know, play the Bud song, you know, things like that.
At about the same time, people in Wisconsin got past their preconceived oompa expectations of Youngblood, European audiences started to take notice. Thanks to David Henze Scogan's perseverance, contacts were made, gigs at clubs and festivals were booked, and Youngblood became a cult favorite. In fact, the band is in the home stretch of a European tour right now. But you don't have to go across the Atlantic for proof that appreciation for Youngblood is growing. If you happen to be watching college football's championship game at the Rose Bowl in January, you can catch a few seconds of the University of Southern California marching band playing the Youngblood anthem, Brooklyn.
I mean, it has this kind of New Orleans aspect to it, but it sounds very hip-hop beat based. It's got this call and response stuff that's a very kind of gospel tradition thing. Loud choruses and stuff, which is kind of a Youngblood hallmark, which is everybody in the band playing as loud as possible. So Brooklyn became this big kind of anthem, and they, you know, USC Trojan marching band.
There's no doubt Youngblood's star is rising. But members of Youngblood humbly say they have no delusions about becoming major record label recording stars. As far as Joe Goltz is concerned, in many ways, Youngblood has already arrived.
We've met some people that I never thought we would have met or been introduced to, you know, foreign countries, all kinds of places that I never probably would have gotten to. So I feel like, you know, yeah, I can die happy to some degree, but also, as long as every time we go back to a city, we're selling more tickets or the next CD sells a little more, it's getting more and more successful, so we've got to keep chasing and, you know, making it a little bit better.
Youngblood's newest CD is called Is That a Riot? You can hear more from our Wisconsin musicians artists. Go to WPR.org.